The Florida House is ready to take up two familiar health care reform measures Wednesday. Supporters say both bills will make care more accessible and more affordable. But the plans face uphill battles in the Senate. I'm Kate Payne. For years, House lawmakers have been trying to codify direct primary care agreements. It's sort of like a healthcare membership. Subscribers pay a set monthly fee directly to a primary care doc in exchange for a slate of basic services. It cuts out the insurance companies and the middlemen and puts doctors closer to their patients. That's according to bill sponsor Danny Burgess, a Zephyr Hills Republican.
This is just highlighting another choice in healthcare for patients and providers, something that Dr. Kumar told me once is that this also puts the joy back in the practice of medicine, and I thought that was pretty interesting and insightful.
Dozens of states across the country have recognized these agreements. House Bill 37 would help define what these plans are and what they're not. Chris Newland is with the Florida chapter of the American College of Physicians.
The reason that this bill is necessary is that under current law and the way OIR interprets the current law, you cannot have a monthly payment to your primary care physician to take care of you. It's considered insurance, and you have to be licensed by the insurance code. As far as what this bill does, it actually provides a series of protections for the patient who goes into this arrangement so that they know what they're getting and they know what they're not getting.
Direct primary care is not insurance, and supporters say it's not supposed to be. But for some patients, it could be a more affordable way to get regular checkups and basic testing and screenings. The plan got overwhelming support at its one committee stop, a signal it's on a fast track for passage. Still, the bill has fallen through the cracks in past years, Burgess admits.
Hopefully this year we'll get it across the finish line.
The other healthcare change lawmakers are slated to take up on Wednesday has to do with certificates of need. Right now, certain providers have to have state approval before they build a new hospital, expand a rehab program, or perform open heart surgery or organ transplants. Application fees for this process can cost up to $50,000. Supporters say available services should track a community's needs in order to keep costs down. But Fort Myers Republican Representative Heather Fitzenhagen wants to change that.
HB 27 simply eliminates the need for a certificate of need for hospitals. Removing the CON requirement will remove barriers to entry and increase competition, resulting in more accessible care and reduced prices.
Under Fitzenhagen's bill, hospitals would still have to work with state regulators on licensing. They just wouldn't have to prove a need for their services before building.
What we're doing is we're eliminating the restrictions where we say, can you open a new hospital or not? It's not for us to say. It's for the community demand to say, and it's for the company that is the hospital business to say.
But those in favor of regulation say free market forces don't really work in healthcare. A car crash victim isn't in the position to shop around for the best deal. And Fort Lauderdale Democrat Bobby Dubose is worried the change could pull staff, resources, and paying patients away from hospitals that depend on them.
There are times when competition isn't always great in certain communities. And there have been, cherry-picking that may result. And in some of these areas, especially where you have these safety net hospitals, there's potential for that.
But Fitzenhagen says state regulators would ensure care is available for low-income patients. While the House has overwhelmingly passed versions of both bills in past years, neither got traction in the Senate. It remains to be seen if 2018 will be any different. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.